Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
So per maandag het ons altyd die voorreg om bietjie te kyk na verskillende beroepe. Vir 'n bietjie meer te verduidelik wat aangaan in 'n dag in die lewe van hierdie mense. So jy weet, day to day. Wat hulle doen, bietjie 'n loer agter die skerms. En ek was al baie bevoorreg om self saam met ons gas vir vandag te kan werk. Sy is een van seker die mees talentvolste grimeerkunstenaars in die hele land. Lindsay Swart. Hallo Lins.
Hallo.
How are you?
I'm so good and you. It's so lovely to see you.
Ja, you too. So jy sê vir my jou Afrikaans is not so lekker.
Ja,
maar jy is so swart.
My fun is swart, maar my Afrikaans is 'n bietjie swart.
Is it bad nie?
Yeah.
So Lins has had the opportunity to literally touch some of the most beautiful faces in our country. And I'm talking about famous people, less famous people, you know, everything from TV, radio, magazines, you name it. But she's literally done it all. So sy gaan ons 'n bietjie meer vertel daarvan. But has that always been the dream, Lins, to, you know, be a makeup artist, to work with your hands?
Yeah, I think the dream started when I was 16 years old, groveling through my mother's drawer. Mm-hmm. I finished school and my parents at the time didn't think that makeup would be a career.
Yeah.
So I kind of went and did a bit of beauty school and became the beauty school dropout because makeup wasn't in the
curriculum.
So I decided to pack my bags and head off to London and start right at the bottom, washing brushes at the MAC counter in the beautiful Selfridges. And 25 years later, wow. It is my absolute passion to make women look and feel amazing.
Wow. So how long did you stay in London then washing brushes and what was kind of the next step?
I think the next step was just to show work ethic and dedication. And after about 6 months, I think after watching all the top makeup artists work, you know, on the counter, I kind of just kept an eye on what they were doing. And yeah, I'm self-taught.
Free education.
Free education. Free for all.
It's so interesting that you say self-taught, because if you think about the creative industry in South Africa, the majority of people still doing it or doing well are all self-taught. There's no formal education.
Absolutely. And I think if you've got a passion and a dream, which, you know, we need to tell the youth of today is, if you've got a passion and a dream, go for it. You know, anything's achievable.
Nou, is jy, ek weet, jy moet nou elke shoot of whatever wat jy doen, moet jy maar jou brushes nou maar weer was. Aangezien jy dit nou so lang gedoen het, do you have somebody doing that for you now?
I do everything on my own.
Really?
It is actually my pet hate. My pet hates are putting in petrol and definitely washing my brushes.
Because there are loads of them. You use a little brushy for everything.
Yeah, for everything. And I think also after COVID, it's become quite, it's quite important to make sure that every client has their own set of brushes. When we go on to set, you know, I make sure that everyone has their own set of brushes. But it's pretty basic. You wash your brushes in the evening like you're washing your hair.
Yeah.
Hair shampoo and rinse and dry and you're good to go the next day.
So what is it about makeup artistry that at 16 years old you thought, you know what, I really like that. I like the idea of it.
I think it's like painting. I wish I'd taken art as a child, which I didn't. I think it's almost like being able to transform someone's or actually enhance someone's beauty. I think I always took care of myself as a young girl, always taught how to look after yourself and yeah, I think makeup's a powerful tool to have if you know how to wear it correctly. And I think at the age of 16, I used to experiment on my friends and I just found great joy in transforming and making women or friends look amazing and feel amazing.
So everyone came to your house to get ready to go out.
Yep, they did. And I still do it today.
Is it because it's false advertising? Why men are saying it also? You bet. Ons ouens is agter natural beauty aan. Jy weet, soos mamma opstaan in die oggend, dis hoe ons haar wil ken. Ek ken haar nie as ons op die naweek uitgaan nie. Dan lyk sy vir my anders. Don't you think it's one of those situations where like, you know, too much is you know, you need to have a fine balance.
Yeah, I definitely think my theory is definitely less is more. I think in today's world I think definitely Well, you would know. Men like, I think men generally like less.
Yeah.
So I do encourage ladies to wear less makeup. But I think especially in this heat wave that we're going through, I don't know how these ladies are wearing so much makeup. So I do believe less is more. I do on a monthly basis hold host workshops. For your everyday lady, we drink champagne. Jacques, you can come. Nina, you can come.
I'll definitely come because I love champagne.
Yeah, Nina's there.
But I like what you said. Just to enhance, like less is more, but just do something to enhance what's already there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just enhance your beauty. Bring your eye color out with just a little bit of eyeshadow. Make your skin look beautiful and flawless, but you don't have to worry a hell of a lot.
Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie in daai nitty-gritty inkom en jy weet hoeveel is die regte hoeveelheid en tendense oor jare en so voort. Van Lins doen dit al baie baie lank, maar 'n dag in die lewe van Lindsay Swart, ons gemeerkunstenaar saam met ons vandag. 'n Dag in die lewe van Lindsay Swart, ons professionele gemeeringskunstenaar wat vandag hier by ons kuier. You mentioned something in the previous segment, Lindsay, that I thought was very interesting. Trains, you know? And that got me thinking, if you think about what beauty was makeup-wise back in, let's say, the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, let's say 25 years ago when you started.
When you started, compared to now. It was very much, it was caked on, it was very thick, it was red lips, it was, you know, ek onthou die tannie se wangetjies was so verskriklik pink gepoeier.
Baie eyeshadow.
Blue eyeshadow.
How's it changed since then?
I think that the trends seem to change season by season. I mean, we've always got to go according to, you know, what the fall is and what the summer is. I kind of like to just stick to a classic trend. I think classic is always is beautiful at the moment, and which is obviously the less and more. I think the big thing at the moment is what ladies absolutely love is how do I contour my face? And I think contouring over the years has definitely changed. I think back when I was 16, the ladies, I know my mom and her friends used to pretend to, well, I thought they contoured, but they were using a bright pink blusher across, and I used to think it looks like a speed stripe.
Yeah.
So now the difference is a contour would definitely be something more on a natural tone. Mm. So it would be a few shades darker than your actual skin tone. And then your blush would go on the apple of the cheek, and that's where you kind of Witty. Blush and pinch your cheek, and that would be more of a peachy pinky tone. So your contour back in the day used to be a bright pink speed stripe. And now the blusher is on the apple of the cheek, and the speed stripe is your contour, which is more of a neutral.
Maar jy gaan moet verduidelik nou, want hier sit nou 'n tannie hierso wat sê ek paint nou my gesig die laaste 60 jaar presies dieselfde, en oom Johan like that. Wat's nou hierdie contour goed waarvan Lindsay nou praat? So what is that? What is contouring?
So contouring, I always like to tell the ladies, when you contour, you've also got to, well, I'm going to show you now. You've got to suck your cheeks in. And when you suck your cheeks in, you can feel that little hole here.
Op jou wangetjies.
Yeah, and that's almost where your cheekbone goes up.
Yeah.
And you kind of take a soft brush and do soft circular motions up the jawline, up the cheekbone.
And that is with a more muted tone,
and that would
correct?
Be more of a muted tone. So almost like a, I wouldn't say brown, but almost like a bronzing powder. A lot of brands now do an actual contouring kit.
Yeah.
So it's more of the neutral tones. And then I always say when you smile at yourself in the mirror, the little apples of the cheek, soft circular motions, and that's where your pink or your peach is going to be.
Okay.
And contouring, you've also got to be very careful. I always also say use very little, because you also don't want it to look quite muddy.
Yeah.
Goed, ja. Want
jy wil nou nie baie siek lyk.
Nee. Yeah. Of baie gaunt.
Van wat ek nou weet van die
baie maar
die retouching wêreld in die fotografie, want ons gaan dis maar hoe die proses vloei is, ons het die shoot, en dan na die shoot dan word die foto's gekies wat nou gebruik word, en dan gaan dit nou in retouching in wat ons nou die editing doen, en dan het jy nou die final product. Maar so kom almal nou by mekaar, like Lindsay moet seker maak die gesiggie is perfek of so naby aan perfek op die dag as moontlik, en ek doen die final touches. En as ek dink aan contouring, that's where you add more definition to the face, right?
Depth.
So you add that depth, you can make somebody's face look a little bit skinnier by contouring on certain places and giving it more defined shape and that kind of thing. So dis baie met ook soos wat ons maar met die kamera met lig werk, is die shadows en die highlights and that kind of thing, right?
Well, look, we can take up to when I work with the celebrities on TV, it can take me up to 45 minutes to contour a face.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't normally tell my everyday clients to do that, but for TV and, as Jacques said, for photo shoots, you know, we do have different techniques, but it can take up to 45 minutes to contour a person's face, because you would even contour the nose, almost every sort of protruding part of your face you would contour.
So, nou gepraat van die eyeshadow. Ons het net, wel, daai tyd toe jy begin het, het hulle net blou eyeshadow aangeplak. Wat is nou die mode met eyeshadow?
So eyeshadow is also a tricky one. I think back in the day, blue was obviously back in the 80s, blue was the...
it was the only... your eye stand
out. It was the blue eyeshadow and the black eyeliner would be the only go-to sort of colors, and even the pinks. Today, it's almost more of the warm tones, the bronzes, the plum colors. I kind of like to stay away from black. I think black's very hard on the eye. And also, ladies should always remember that having blue eyeshadow is not wrong, but blue eyeshadow is never going to bring out your eyes as much as a purple or a bronze tone. So we work according to the color wheel, and colors opposite to the color wheel would be the colors that would enhance your eyes. So blue-green eyes, I always recommend to go for all the warm tones, the purples, the bronzes, the golds, and brown eyes are lucky because they can wear anything.
Sure, even in blue. I look at even in blue. So do you think celebrities like the Kardashians influence, trends a lot? Because you mentioned nudes and, toned down colors like bronzes and that kind of thing. Back in the day, it was meer uitspattig. Jy het groen gehad and dit and that. And, you weet, but now it's like, it's all almost a shade of khaki.
Absolutely. It's just one sort of tone.
Yeah.
I mean, even some girls, I know the teenagers, I mean, God forbid you give them a lip color. Everything is sort of muted.
And I think, like your lip ook so bleek.
Baie bleek. And I'm like, even just put a bit of gloss on to brighten your face. But I think it's definitely coming off social media. I think, Kardashians, I mean, we all want lashes like Kardashians, and we've also got to remember
lashes
that...
and asses.
But the lashes that the Kardashians have are, I can tell you now, those aren't their lashes. You know, that is a little bit of a lash extension and all of that, which is also fine, but we've got to be careful on looking at social media and looking at these amazing Kardashians or models.
Who have makeup artists in their pocket.
In their pocket, they jump out the cupboard. And then they've also got people like Jacques that can retouch and make them look amazing. So, it's quite hard to keep that balance.
Absolutely.
Is it for you moeilijk om mensen, so, I gaan het in Engels say, to keep their expectations realistic? Because, I mean, you've done everything from weddings to bridal shoots to fashion shoots and everything. And everyone has this picture of, this is what I want to look like. But in your personal experience, you just want to enhance, like Nina said, the beauty that's already there. Instead of completely doing
putting a Kardashian face on a bride.
Because you can. If you spend enough time with makeup, you can make anybody look like anyone else.
No, absolutely you can. Sometimes I do get my odd bride that comes to me and I say to have you got any pictures of inspiration? And I look at the picture and I'm like, but you look nothing like this. And then you've got to just almost use, you've got to always make them feel good and feel better and make them look beautiful. I think as long as someone feels great, then you've done your job.
So what is the hardest part of your job?
Sure. I was actually giving it a thought this morning. So I do stay in Pretoria. Most of my work is in Joburg. And I think the hardest part of my job is waking up at 3:00 for a call time.
Och,
Want ons fotografe sê ons altyd golden hour.
Your golden hour and catch the sunrise.
Catch the sunrise.
And then you've got to make that sleepy face look wide awake.
You've got to look wide awake. And then also, which luckily I've been trained in a certain way. I work quite quickly. So... you've got your photographer saying we've only got 30 minutes and we've got to shoot. So I think the hard part is also to create a beautiful look on someone, but you've only got 15, 20 minutes.
Because a lot of makeup artists take forever.
And time is money.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that's the hardest part, but it is. You've got to be quite, I am very work ethical, so I love waking up early to go to work. But yeah, a 3 o'clock call time in the morning is quite early.
En dan kry jy fotograwe soos Doep wanneer daar kom staan en eers vir Lindsay vra hoe gaan dit met haar met haar man en die familie en die kinders en al daai goed, jy weet, dit is ook nie nodig. Lindsay, tell us about some of the people that you've had the opportunity to work with. That maybe you even got starstruck a little, you know?
Well, I definitely got starstruck last year in December. Actually, end of November, I was asked to spend 4 days with Princess Charlene from Monaco.
Wow.
She came out to host her. She's got a foundation, a swimming foundation in Sun City. I'd obviously never met her. I didn't know how she was. She was absolutely beautiful, graceful. She's the less is more, so the makeup was quite easy to do. And she's a real South African. She was so easy to chat to. I even felt like I made friends with her. I'm waiting for the call to go over there.
En nog, ek meen, ek het vir Nini vertel, jy weet, we worked together on the set of Idols and that kind of thing. Just give us like a rundown of some of the coolest projects you've worked
on. Yeah, so I was very fortunate back in the day. Well, I say back in the day, giving my age away here. I've headed up my South Africa makeup department for 10 years, which was an absolute highlight. Those ghouls are absolutely beautiful. So it wasn't hard to make them look pretty. Even more beautiful. Jacques was doing a few photos there when we did some shoots. That was definitely a highlight, working with those beautiful beauty queens. Also, I think doing Demi's makeup and a year later her winning Miss Universe was also a highlight of my career because I kind of, you know, had the pictures to say, I've also done her makeup. And then Idols, I've headed up for 15 years. Unfortunately, the show has come to an end now. But yeah, that was also good working with the judges, Inati, Samizi, Randall. Yeah, lovely people.
Mm. Wow, but that's like a whole chapter that's closed and it becomes such a big part of your life because every year, like, you're doing Idols and now it's just gone.
Yeah, and you know, you become a family. Mm. So yeah, but you live and, you know, you grow. And what I'm doing at the moment now is a new project. I host workshops for ladies on a monthly basis. And as I said, you should come and join Pretty You Workshops.
Nice.
And I think my passion's now moved to actually working with
education
and working with everyday women. I think everyday women also need to feel like celebrity.
Lindsay het nou lank genoeg geproof dat sy weet waarvan sy praat, so nou wil sy bietjie daai kennis oordra aan die mense daar buite. Luister, ons gaan nou verder saam met haar gesels as jy 'n vraag het vir Lindsay, ons professionele make-up of grimeringskunstenaar. Is jy welkom om 'n WhatsApp te stuur 061-610-4576 en dan sal ons van vra net hierna. Dag in die lewe van saam met ons Lindsay Swart, professionele grimeerkunstenaar. So baie vrae om haar te vra. Ek voel ek praat amper half meer as wat Nini doen. Wys jou net, ek spandeer te veel tyd hier op die sets. Ek het nou al te veel goed gehoor. Wat weet hierdie Doep nou van contouring af en eyeshadows en dinge, man?
Jy weet baie.
Ek doen. Moet net nie vra om te paint nie. Ek kan vir jou vertel wat hulle doen en wat die idee is.
Jy paint op die foto's.
Ja, daar kan ek vir jou paint, man. Verder is dit not so much.
So, Linz, what is the one misconception that people have of your career or of a makeup artist?
So, that's a good question. I think a lot of people just think it's a hobby and they don't realize that it's your time. You've got to invest in good brushes. You've got to invest in makeup all the time. You've got to have a big kit, and a makeup kit costs about 180,000 rand.
I wanted to say that kit is definitely insured because it is so expensive.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of people just think that it's a hobby, and don't you want to quickly come do my makeup?
Quickly.
It's gonna. Yeah. And I'm like, really?
It's
not really that quick. And I've also got to get to your house. So. Yeah.
Maar is dit hoekom baie van die mense gewoonlik? Want jy shop maar rond. Ek meen ons weet. Finances is bietjie rof vir alle Suid-Afrikaners. So jy vra maar vir die enetjie wat jou rates en daai enetjie wat jou rates en dan gaan jy maar met wat jou budget toelaat.
Mm.
Maar wanneer jy nou regtig kwaliteit soek, that's why you can ask whatever your price is because your kit is expensive, your experience is expensive.
Mm.
What takes somebody an hour to do, you can maybe do in 15 minutes, but because it took you 25 years to learn how to do it in 15 minutes, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So en dan ook mense moet betaal vir die gebruik nou van jou kit. Want ek meen ek het nou die dag moes ek dit was my ma se verjaarsdag, ons het gaan parfume en goedertjies koop. Genade.
Wat wat hier?
Hoekom is dit goed so expensive? Hierdie paints.
It comes from overseas, right? Dollars.
Oh, absolutely. I think all the import duties and stuff, makeup is very expensive at the moment.
But obviously you are a professional, so you've got a professional kit and I know, obviously there's a reason for it. But if you think of everyday makeup, do you still think it's better to buy the expensive stuff? Or can we get away with less expensive aptiek makeup?
Definitely aptiek makeup.
Really?
Yeah. No. Oh, I yeah. There are so many brands out there at the moment. I actually think the expensive ones are struggling a little bit. Their prices are absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, 900 Rand for a foundation versus a very good brand in Dis-Chem. And Dis-Chem have got some great brands. I work with Catrice a lot. Their products are not tested on animals. They're vegan friendly and they're made in Germany. And your foundation will cost you 180 Rand versus another higher brand for 900. And I'm all for going to Dis-Chem and finding some good deals.
Maar denk jy nie, dit is nie maar weer soos daai van, okay, jy koop nou die cheap goed, so jy gebruik meer van dit nie. Koop die duur goed, dan hou dit jou langer nie.
Yeah, I think also, you know, as a makeup artist, your clients like to see a good kit. So I don't think I would be going onto a job and using
your cheaper
makeup because I think especially brides also, they want to see the Chanels and the Dior's and feel fancy and whatnot. And also sometimes you've got to remember then they've got to pay for that. You know, it's not cheap, but I think your everyday lady, there's some great brands at Dis-Chem at the moment. So yeah, I would go. I don't know how qualified the ladies are that work there that can assist
in the sales department.
Yeah, in the sales department. I don't know how qualified they are. I know a lot of my clients end up coming back with the wrong color foundation.
Yeah, because that's the thing about the expensive brands. You've got the salespeople who know the product, so they will let you buy the right things. Maybe you can go there and see what color suits you and then go buy the cheap stuff.
Is dit hoekom ons so altyd met 'n situasie sit wanneer sien jy die meisiekie het nou 'n mooi foto geneem van haar en haar vriendinne.
Maar gesig is oranje.
Yes, maar dan is sy, man, dit lyk nou net of sy uit Mauritius uitkom. Maar die gesigie is so spierwit.
Yeah, that unfortunately happens a lot. Or they want to look tanned and the body's white and the face is orange.
Maar ook net tot die onder die kiepe. Hulle doen nie die nek
the
of die borst
nie. Nee, nie nek nie. It's like an orange mask.
Dis verskriklik. So net gou voordat ons in die verkeer ingaan, Lindsay. So jy sê nou, okay, jy kan wegkom met bietjie goedkoper. Jy hoef nie heeltyd duur te gaan nie. Wat is nou, Nini wou dit eintlik geweet het, wat is die go-to vir elke vrou om letterlik in haar handsak te hê? Die necessities, en jy kan enige look afpoel, of soos meeste van die looks, flawlessly, minimum effort, maar met hierdie 5 goedjies in jou handsak.
Yeah, I think if you get the right color foundation, I also think in this heat now, a nice tinted moisturizer would be good. So it's a little bit more the coverage than a moisturizer. The trend at the moment now, which a lot of the brands sell, is almost like a little cream stick that you can use on your lips and your cheeks. So it doubles up as a blusher and a lippy. And definitely don't forget your mascara. I get very nervous when ladies say, oh, I don't wear mascara. Mascara is a great thing to have. You don't even need eyeshadow. Just put a lot of mascara on. And then I'm also just all for combing your brows with a bit of brow gel. And you're good to go. Your
brow gel?
Brow gel.
Dan kan jy hierdie goeders onder beheer kry.
Ja.
Hierdie Ethiopian caterpillars wat ek het hier boop.
That's the look now.
I actually quite like that. Ek weet baie mense, baie van die mense het so op 'n stadium met hulle gedink, oeg, jy weet, kyk hoe kam hierdie enetjie. I think it's kind of sexy.
It is very sexy. It's a big trend now.
Hulle wimpers so opkam.
They brow it.
Yeah, brush them up and glue them.
Yeah,
I think the one thing is definitely a little stick that you can use on your lips and your cheeks, and you can even pop a bit on your eyes.
And then, because then when you've got it, you can just touch up.
Absolutely.
Like I put mine on at 8 o'clock this morning. There's nothing
you
left.
You still look amazing, though.
Ach, thank you.
Yeah, you look gorgeous.
Nina's a freak of nature.
Ach, stop it.
Gorgeous skin.
And sy sê ook altyd, this is Nini's beauty advice. Partykeer, jy weet, Hê maar altyd 'n rooi lippie in jou sak.
Always.
Sometimes you just have a red lippie dag.
You need that pick me up.
Listen, and a red lip's also good to use on your cheeks with for a bit of blusher.
Oh, really?
Wow. Wag, ons moet kom by die tricks. Ons gaan nou praat oor die tricks. Lindsay, wag, jy nou gegaan. Ons is nou weer terug saam met ons professionele grimeerkunstenaar en ons sal 'n paar van jou vrae ook vra. Luister, ons dag in die lewe van professionele grimeerkunstenaar Lindsay Swart wat saam met ons kuier vandag. Lindsay, is al meer ouens. I heard that the term the other day. En kyk, ek weet nou van die shoots af. Die girls gebruik make-up. I heard somebody say guyliner.
Ja,
dis eyeliner vir ouens.
Ja, like, that's a big trend at the moment.
Is die ouens besig om make-ups te maak?
They do.
Maar waar? Wat is die tipe make-ups? Oogies
en... En wat se werk doen hulle dat hulle make-up opsit?
Look, I think a lot of the musicians, the arty guys, okay. I think they can get away. I don't know about your CEO of a bank wearing guy.
Ja, that's what I'm just thinking.
That's a little bit scary.
Ook nie jou boere nie.
Ja.
Nee.
Jy weet, oom Fanny gaan nou nie sit volgend in kantoor voordat hy op die trekker klim nie.
I've got a friend who's a hairdresser and he wears, what? Guy mascara.
Guy Scara.
Yeah.
Mascara,
but that's more like a gel.
It's almost like a brow gel that you can actually put on just to give them a little bit of a shine. But yeah, guy liner is a bit of a trend at the moment. You take your soft coal pencil, which is your eyeliner. I've done it a few times for the boys. The eyes do pop.
Nee,
I think
they're going to try it on you.
Nee, dankie. Can I tell you something interesting? Een keer het ek 'n shoot gedoen.
Ja.
Ek kan nie onthou saam met wie dit was nie. Maar toe wag ons verskriklik lank nou vir die meisie en die stylist nou om aan te trek in hulle outfits. Nou sit ek in die make-up artist daar nou, soos, jy weet, verveeld. En sy sê, hoorie, jy het sulke cute lashes. Kom ons sit vir jou extensions aan. Ek wil net sien hoe jy lyk.
Mm.
En ek sê,
okay.
Fine. En sy plak een van daai lash quickies net op die een oog. Ek het nie geweet dit maak sulke massive verskil nie. Ek kon nie my oog oopmaak nie. Dit voel of dit so swaar is. And it's like little thin lashes, but it actually makes your oog voel swaar.
Mm. Yeah, you've got to get used to that glue.
Yeah.
A lash is beautiful. I always just wish ladies luck putting it on themselves. Mm. But luckily you get brands now where they've actually got a pre... It's almost pre-glued, so you can actually just peel it off,
nice.
And you can stick it, so you don't have to work with that eyelash.
Maar ek het, rarig beautiful gelijk daar.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure.
Not gonna lie.
So, Lindsay, here's a very interesting question. I've got a very problematic skin and don't usually wear makeup, but when I do, I like a little bit of foundation, but that just looks horrible, so now I have to do like a full cover. Is there anything that will help to not do the complete full cover? Like, I think the natural look.
Yeah, the natural shame. I mean, we've all suffered with the problematic skin. Mm. I mean, you know, we all have the odd pimple here, and some skins are a little bit more problematic. I always do recommend ladies to exfoliate your skin at least twice a week to get rid of the dead skin cells, because what happens with problematic skin, the skin just keeps building up and it becomes quite... quite dry and irritable. So a foundation's never going to sit nicely on skin like that.
Sorry, is there a natural way to do the exfoliation?
Well, I mean, I've tried a bit of sugar and honey, and that works beautifully.
Yeah. Somebody said coffee grounds as well.
Yeah. Coffee's really good for the skin. Coconut oil's really nice in the evening if you've got a bit of dry, dehydrated skin.
Maar jy kort ietsie met 'n scrub, want hy moet toch bietjie die velletjies, die dooie
velletjies afval. So that's why
the
sugar or even a bit of salt.
Yeah.
And mixing it with a grain. So
Mealie meal.
Yeah. Coffee, millimeal.
Okay.
So I think your skin needs to be quite fresh, and I know problematic skins, putting foundation on top can make it look worse. So I do recommend getting a good concealer. I don't think to put a full coverage of foundation on the entire face is needed. I would get a nice full coverage concealer that she can apply on the areas that she's feeling are problematic, and making it match her skin, and then putting a lightweight foundation on the areas that aren't problem.
So gebruik het ook net waar nodig.
Yeah. Waar nodig.
Dan het jy nie 'n hele gesiggie.
No, I don't think you need to, yeah, to be covering your whole face with a full coverage foundation is not necessary. Mm. I think getting a good concealer and just applying that on the areas and then, and with the concealer, I always like to put the foundation on first. And then put your concealer on top. And I always like to make sure the concealer matches the skin perfectly. I know a lot of ladies tend to think we need to go a few shades lighter. But I believe putting your foundation on and then on the areas that's needed, she can put her full coverage concealer on.
Okay. So there's another trend, the lippies. Né?
Yes.
I mean, full lips are sexy. But now everyone doesn't have full lips. You said you've got a tip for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone wants to put fillers in their lips these days and collagen, and I'm a little bit skeptical on that. I also want full lips, but I'm a bit scared to go for that. But what ladies can do is go and get yourself a nice nude lip liner and just almost the bow of your lip, the little cupid here.
Mm.
You can actually just fill that in with a nude lip liner and you've got full lips.
Dan lyk jou lippie bietjie groter.
A bietjie groot, yeah. And you can put a bit of a gloss on top and your lips look a little bit more fuller.
Oh, daar het jy dit. Have you got a few other tips? Maybe you mentioned something about
the lip, red lips.
Sit your red lippies op die wange.
Yeah, the red lip is a good one. And a red lip lady shouldn't be scared of wearing a red lip. I think what you've got to remember with wearing a red lip is that you've got to keep your eyes quite
clean. Yeah.
So the red lip is going to be the focal point. And it's a very, ladies should never be scared of wearing a red. I also like to recommend a matte red. So a glossy red can be a little bit messy.
Mm.
You know, if you're sipping your glass of wine and you're just going to see red lips all around the glass. So, yeah, a little tip with a red is to keep it matte and always use a red lip liner because the lipstick can bleed. Bleed into the lips.
Okay. Mm. So, can you use your nude lip liner or
matte? You can use a nude. I like to do a nice red though.
Okay.
A nice red to define the lips and then put your matte red on top.
And then what do you do with a fungi piece?
And then you can take a little, dip your finger in. Very lightly smile in the same red lipstick that you're using and just almost just
smudge it
onto the apples of your cheeks and it's a beautiful look. Bit of mascara and you're good to go.
Like a Bioman.
Bioman. We don't want to look like clowns.
Dis wat ek dan net sê, anders is jy so 'n clown like.
Nee, ja.
Lindsay, so ons het nou baie gepraat oor allerhande lekker goedjies, but if there's somebody listening now, a young meisie wat ook sê, jy weet wat, dit klink amazing, ek het regtig 'n aanvoeling, ek hou van grimering op myself, maar ek sal dit wil doen vir 'n lewe. What advice do you have for these young people listening?
To take it as a career.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think don't be scared to think makeup isn't a career. There are quite a lot of makeup schools out there. I think what you've got to remember is that you've got to put in the work and the work ethic. You know, you would know. You know, when you're on set, you've got to kind of shadow someone, I think, for a few years. You've got to get to know your directors. You've got to get to know how they work. And, I think you've got to be passionate about it. I don't think it's just becoming this Instagram makeup artist. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, grinding.
It's grinding. It's showing up for the job. You've always got to be the first one on set. Take the time to build your kit up. Speak to other makeup artists. I think shadow someone that if you can. I'm always taking girls on a shadow sort of basis where they can come work with me for three to four shoots and actually see if they really like doing it because it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
It sounds all glamorous, but a lot of the time my shoots can go up to 17 hours a day.
Wow.
So a 30-second TV commercial doesn't take 30 seconds to shoot.
And it's touch-ups.
It's touch-ups and you've got to really be on it and on point. Mm. So I think it's a fun job. I'm definitely not tired of doing it.
So obviously you don't do it every day. I think that's one of the cool things about your job, that not every day is the same.
Yeah.
But if you've got a shoot, what does that day look like for you?
I'm very lucky that I work for myself. So my time is my time. But as a freelancer, we take every job. Mm. I never say no. The typical, you would get your call sheet sent to you the day before. So it's also very, it's quite hard to plan, which I think you've also got to be that type of person. Things aren't always planned. You might not be working on Thursday, but Wednesday a client phones you and says, are you available? They send through the call sheet. You have a look to see who you're working with and what time, especially the time and the location. And turn up 15 minutes, 20 minutes before the job, because if a makeup artist is late, you're actually putting the whole shoot is late and clients work on time and there's overtime and you're not going to be in the good books. Yeah. But the great thing is, on set you set up and you get your main actors ready, and most of the clients now serve you great breakfast. You get coffee, so you don't have to worry about taking a lunch to work. And you work with really great people. I mean, every day I work with amazing people, and my job's never boring. Mm.
But the majority of the time, like, you've done your first face for the day or faces. Once that's done, it's just touch-ups. Then you hang around, you sit, and then you wait until somebody says, that's a wrap. En dan weet jy, okay, nou kan ons man die brushes begin weer oprol en in die kit sit en sulke goeters.
Yeah, so touch-ups are quite important. So a shiny skin on TV is definitely not a good look. There's a difference between a glowing skin and a shiny skin. So, you've got to have a little touch-up bag which you carry on set, and you have your powders and you have your lips and you have your brushes, and you've got to almost stand with the director at the monitor and or the photographer and always be present and have a look, because they've got certain things that they've got to look out for and you've got to make sure that...
The makeup is your work.
The makeup's your job. You can't get the photographer to go, there's a bit of a mascara smudge on the eye. Yeah. Mm. That's not his job.
Yeah.
So you've got to be very present and that's, I think, the passion where you want your work to look amazing. I always try and make... I always try and make my work look so perfect that the photographer has very little to retouch.
And you do.
Because the retouching can take, it takes a very long time. Mm.
Lins, maar jy is awesome. So, ons is so blij, jy kom met ons om gesels het vandag. Lindsay Swart, professionele grimeringskunstenaar.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam, Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier, op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.